some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and this show is a surprise Sunday show for you because it felt divine and inspired to do something we don't normally do, and that's do a weekend show because, you know, that's just called life. Today, we are going to be joined by one of my favorite people in the whole world, Jackie Bo. Jackie is a writer, author, comic, philanthropist, do-gooder, amazing human being, and just an all-around nice person that if you get a chance to meet her in person, you will go like, oh my gosh, I want to make her a BFF. Jackie also has her hands in many creative projects around the Hollywood area, including what we're going to be talking about tonight, which is Our Lady of Hollywood and Vine, which is so super fun. And we're going to talk all about that. But before we do that, I want to let you know this Wednesday afternoon, we're going to be doing a special broadcast at 2 p.m. with a double whammy psychic show. We are going to be doing a combo promo with two of my favorites, Rebecca Fisk, one of America's top 50 psychics, and Zoe. Well, no, she doesn't go by, I was going to say Zoe Niklaus, but Zoe's going by her given name now, Stephanie Gerard. So it's going to be the combo between Rebecca and Stephanie this Wednesday at 2 p.m. special showtime for 90 minutes. If you want to call in and ask a question about love, career, your job, your pet, whatever you want to do, call in because you will get a twofer. And what's a twofer? That means when you ask your question, Rebecca will answer, and then Zoe. I'm kerfuffled here. Stephanie will then also give you her take it on it using astrology, numerology, and you know some other things that she does, and she's really, really good. So with that, I want to make sure you tune in Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. for that special 90-minute showtime. Now on with the show. Jackie, I want to welcome you back to Rated G Radio. It's been a hot minute since we've chatted live and in Technicolor, but you've been on the show before, and I'm so thrilled that you are now back again. How are you, my dear?
I am equally thrilled.
Yay.
I'm a big fan of you. Yes,
well,
absolutely.
Mutual Admiration Society is now in session. So we're here tonight to talk about this fantastic, fun project. And sometimes, you know, there are times that you might read on social media where people use words like awesome, spectacular, fun, you know, must see, you know, those types of things. I think they're used because people don't know how to describe the actual event, show, music, whatever the case is. But in this case, it really is appropriate to say it's hysterical, it's side-splitting, it's funny, it's topical.
Hilarious.
And it's brilliant. It's very well written. But that is Our Lady of Hollywood and Vine. And you are trying to bring this to the millions and millions and millions of people around the world who love to watch good TV. So tell us about this show.
Well, it started off with a character in a live stage show. And I was doing, and I went to Catholic school. And so I had a lot of material to draw from. And I came up with this character. She used to be called Sister Demetrius Denial. And then she kind of went through this evolution, and someone said, you know what, she needs her own sitcom. I said, you know what, you're right. Started writing it, and we shot a little trailer a while back, and the characters, what's so wonderful is we've combined the two worlds of Hollywood and Catholicism together, which are like the most worshipped and the most feared or dismissed. You know, it's like we love our scandals, and we also hold it in such high regard. You know, it's like we worship the stars, we worship the Pope, and at the same time, it's fodder for comedy. So it's all, you know, the whole show, the characters are very, very human and very flawed. You know, they're very altruistic, but at the same time, they're greedy. They're selfish. They have tempers. They have, you know, their own dreams. And so it's really fun. It's just a really wacky single camera comedy. It's kind of fun that Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back this year at the same time because it's very much in that spirit of look at these people who are they're so friggin' human, even though they have the collars and the habits. You know, they're just trying to get through life like everybody else, and that's what's so endearing, I think.
Well, you mentioned these characters here, Jackie, Now, we all know, well, I say we all know, but this is really for all the people who don't know. So tell us who a couple of the main characters are and why we are going to be so in love with them in the first minute of the show.
Okay. Well, Sister Mary Mullerhy is, she comes over from Ireland to compete in the Wow Factor, which is, you know, like one of these big talent scout shows. So she's got these aspirations of stardom, even though she's supposed to be a humble nun. And so we see her struggling with her pride, but, you know, trying to do good for people. She's also comes over to this parish, which is in Hollywood, but they can't get anyone to come. So she's uphill battle. So we love her right away. Father Grossman becomes a priest because he is at the altar and he gets dumped by the girl that got him to convert to Catholicism. So in his sort of spite to her, she's up in Sedona. She calls him and says, oh, you know, I'm here. I'm on my spiritual quest. And he's like, well, you know what? I'm on my mind too. And I've decided I'm becoming a priest. And as soon as the words get out of his mouth, he's like, oh my God. So we get to see his, you know, and he has a very Jewish mother who does not want him to be a Catholic priest and she wants grandchildren. So those are just a few of the complications that, you know, come up in the very first episode.
We're going to hit the ground running.
We're going to introduce the characters.
Yeah, I think when you have a project like this, because you really have one chance to make a great first impression, you know, it's not like when you're on a network and you got a kajillion dollars behind you and, you know, they might grant you, you know, two or three or four episodes just to, you know, see how the ratings do and that type of stuff. On independent television, you know, you really got to wheel them in this, you know, in the first episode, the first couple of minutes, just because you don't have that luxury of, you know, having, you know, kind of like the buy-in to give you that endorsement ahead of time. So you have to have something that's real well-written, interesting, funny, or, you know, in this case, because it's comedy, funny, engaging, and they have characters that people totally resonate with. Now you're doing something that a lot of people have tried, but have not been quite as successful as you are currently. And that is raising money to help offset production costs. What is going on with your Indiegogo campaign?
Well, we're at 61% right now, and we've got 5 days left. So we've got to hustle, but we've got a lot of – you know what's so wonderful about this whole campaign thing, too, is not only are we raising money, but we're also, like, we've got lots of fans now.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people that love the show already just from what we've been putting out there, the fun, all the memes. We have a meme museum on our page, fundourlady.com, which is our Indiegogo site. And see, it's so, you know, and I think you said this, if you guys go and check out a video that Garrett is explaining how now the studio system is completely different because we have this online resource where we can create something ourselves, green light ourselves, and stick it up on the internet, which is so empowering. It's very cool. You know, we don't have to sit around and wait for someone to cast us in their thing. And it's also so much fun for me because I'm so prolific as a comedy writer. I have, you know, somewhere to put all my stuff.
Well,
I
think that one of the things that I really have enjoyed looking at your Indiegogo page, by the way, if you're listening tonight and feel like making a contribution, A, do it, B, make it for a lot, and then C, get ready to laugh. you know, when you're making a donation to something like this, you know, you realize that you're going to be getting some perks, and I'm going to ask Jackie about that in just a second. But what you're also doing is allowing independent comedic writing to come to a television screen near you in the very near future. You know, without the million-dollar budgets that are out there for the network TV shows that everybody likes to sit there and watch, and, you know, those are fantastic. There's great content out there waiting to be made, but I will tell you, it is really, it's a testament to the indie screenwriter. It's a testament to the indie comedic talent to go and say, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own and help bring my vision to the world. I think that Jackie does a spectacular job of this simply by giving the amount of perks that she's offering on the Indiegogo page. And Jackie, can you tell us some of the things that you don't have to go through all of them because you get a bunch, but what are some of the perks that you have available for people who would like to make a donation tonight?
Yeah, well, we've got all kinds of stuff, and it starts as low as like $5. And this week, whoever donates, it doesn't matter, a dollar or five or 10 or 10,000, we're going to, you know, be giving you a credit. So it'll be really fun to watch that first episode. And then we're going to just keep scrolling down. You'll see your name up there as a benefactor, which is really cool. But we've got everything from $15. You can get, no, I'm sorry, $13. Sister Mary Malarkey will write you your own personalized limerick and put that on Facebook for you, record it and put it on Facebook for you. We've got, you can get a T-shirt. We've got these really cute, if anyone has little dogs out there or a very large cat, probably fit, is little doggy T-shirts with our logo on it. And we've got $100 gets you some exorcism insurance and a ruler signed by Sister Mary. We've got digital downloads. So if you make a donation, you can get that. We'll, you know, send it right to you, and you'll have it right there on your computer or on your phone, however you like to watch your funny stuff.
And that to me is really, I mean, there's sometimes, and I've donated to other causes before, and I will tell you some of the perks have been kind of like, well, those are kind of lame. These are kind of like fun perks. And I need to tell you, Jackie, that yes, this is all about you, but I will tell you, this is about you because you are so smart and witty about how you put those perks together. You put in a lot of effort and a lot of creative thought behind what you wanted to do for each of these perks. And that, I think, is unique to your particular campaign. So my hat's off to you for that.
Oh,
by the
cool.
way, again,
yeah,
everybody
who's...
real quick, everybody who's listening to the show, if you've got it on your computer or you got it on your phone, there is a link to the Indiegogo campaign. If you just click the Our Lady of Hollywood and Vine hyperlink on the show page, it's going to take you right to that Indiegogo campaign. You can see all those really fantastic perks. You can click and make your donation tonight and be part of Hollywood and Vine history. So please go and do that. Jackie, you know,
and
you've also put – go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, remember that if you just put, if you know you're out in the day and then you kind of forget and you don't want to go back to the link or whatever, you can go to fundourlady.com. fundourlady.com. Simple.
Fundourlady.com will take you there as well. Excellent point. Jackie, you've also put together a hysterical, I mean, honestly, I mean, I've talked to you about this for a hot minute now, and I even, you know, talking to you, and I'm like, Jackie, it sounds great. Sounds great. Love it, love it, love it. But then I saw like the preview video that you've put together for the show, and I about peed my pants twice.
Oh, cool.
And so
well,
you have this
fantastic
compliment. Promo video for people to see. How do they see this?
Well, it's right on the page. So you just go right to the page, and it's right at the top.
At fundourlady.com, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just go there, and then there'll be a little you mean the one, the pitch video? Because we also have
the pitch.
You can also go to our YouTube channel. We've got tons of stuff there, too.
And what is that YouTube channel, Jackie?
It's Our Lady of Hollywood and Vine.
Okay. And that is so cool.
Yeah.
While I've got you here, what other surprises might you have in store for the viewers, you know, once you get this funded and you get ready to start filming? Because you've got like a whole series or a whole season planned out right now. What are some of the other surprises that people will see once we have this funded and ready to go?
Well, I don't want to give any spoilers.
Well, no spoilers.
Just know that Sister Mary Malarkey, there's a another parish across town, Pacific Palms of St. Prudence, and they have all the celebrities and all the money, and Sister Cecilia, she's in direct competition with her. So Sister's going to do whatever it takes to get people into her church and stay in Hollywood. So she makes some poor decisions, let's just say that. She's being watched. She's a bit of a radical feminist nun, and she, you know, she's not going to say no to a lot of things that she wants to see her church come into the 21st century. Let's just put it that way.
There you go.
And some
there
of the
you
rules,
go.
Some of the rules, she's going to bend some of the rules and, you know, make exceptions and sneak around, you know, the means justify the end.
And so we've got probably, I don't know, a minute or two left, Jackie. I would love to give you free rein here to talk about anything that you would like to, either about the series, life in general. What's on your mind that's a real hot button right now?
Well, you know, I actually wanted to add a couple of perks that I left out. And one, what I do is I perform at retirement homes. And that is a gig that I do. I do a lot of corporate events, but my heart is entertaining seniors. So that's one of the perks. You for $350, I will go anywhere in California and perform for maybe your grandfather, or your mother, or your favorite elderly person. So that's a fun one. There's also other perks in there where you get to hang out with the cast, come on the set. You can actually have a part written for you. So that's a very cool one too. Any aspiring actors and actresses. So that's pretty much everybody in California.
So folks, I'm telling you, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be involved with either as a donation or like Jackie just said, to, if you wanted to, you know, have a part written for you, there's an option for that too. This is something that does not come along every day, especially something that is so well written, so well thought out, and hysterically funny. I hope you will take the opportunity to donate to Our Lady of Hollywood Vine. You can go to fundourlady.com. And it will give you all of the perks, all of the fun stuff that's going on. You can also find Jackie on Facebook. She is a wonderful comedian, and she's helping people all over Southern California all the time. I hope that you will take this opportunity to skip a cup of coffee or two or three, you know, because again, at the end of the day, your name can be attached to something that lasts forever. You can spend that $5 or $10 on that cup of coffee, and you'll have that gone in 15 minutes, and it'll be gone forever. And what a better way to have a great, you know, if you've got a birthday coming up, an anniversary coming up, a special event coming up, do this. You could actually do this in somebody else's name and give that to them as a gift as well. Just putting it out there,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's divinely inspired from you, Jackie Bo. So everybody, take a part of Our Lady in Hollywood and Vine. Jackie, it's been a pleasure having you back on Rated G Radio. I miss you. I want to see you soon.
And we're going to be shooting this because Garrett, you're going to be our Zachary Hot and playing Jesus as well. So,
there's that. So if you make this come to life, you'll get to see me on the silver screen here, you know, playing Zachary Hot. And
another music video.
And yeah, there's going to be so much that is going on that happens because of your contribution. So give till it hurts, and not because it hurts because it's painful, but because you've been laughing so very hard. With that, it's been Rated G Radio on a special Sunday night. And Jackie, I love you. Have a great night, and we will see everybody live on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And don't drive distracted. Everybody, thanks again for listening.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Thank you, Jackie.